Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Well, Magic fans, you've waited a long, long time for this night. And in fact, it's been 7 years and over 300 defeats since the Magic team has hosted an NBA playoff basketball game. But that run officially comes to an end tonight, Magic fans. Tonight, you get to host Game 3 in your building with a 1-1 series and an opportunity to take this series and take a real stranglehold on it. So, what is the answer to that? We want to see you guys show out at the Amway Center tonight, beginning at 5:30. Remember, doors do open. Do arrive early because some of the dangerous weather that is happening. So what we want you guys to do, get down to the Amway Center early, get through the doors, get to your seats, because the more people in the building, the more people that create an atmosphere, the more energized this basketball team is going to be heading into tonight's basketball game. And with us, hi, everybody, and welcome to another rendition of Magic Drive Time, wherever you might be around the glorious Sunshine State. Not a beautiful day here in the city, beautiful by any stretch. But a wonderful day because NBA basketball officially returns to the Amway Center. And we're going to talk about that. I'm going to give you my three things of what I think the Magic need to do heading into tonight's basketball game to be successful, what those three things might do to help them win Game 3, and why I think that regardless of what happened in Game number 2, this Magic team is right where they need to be. And why, if I would have told you a week ago that if the Magic came back to the City Beautiful with a 1-1 series tie, you should be ecstatic about that. Look, Dennis Newman said it on this program yesterday when we were down at Wall Street Plaza giving away playoff tickets. There is a reason why so few 7 seeds have been able to upset 2 seeds in the NBA playoffs. Talent plays a large role in that. But this Magic team, I don't think outside of Kawhi Leonard, talent-wise, are that much of a deficiency against this Toronto Raptors team. And in fact, I like the matchup for the Magic. And you can say what you want about the regular season and where these three teams or where these two teams stand after 6 games played between these two clubs. It's pretty even. So we'll talk about that and more. We do want to hear your phone calls, 407-447-2145. That's 407-447-2145. I want to know what you guys are doing as you head down to the arena, what the atmosphere down at the arena is like, and also how hyped, how excited you are for this basketball game. And tell me the last time you went to a Magic playoff game, if this is your first Magic playoff game or if this is your 10th Magic playoff game. I want to hear stories from you guys about that happening tonight. Text line is also open. That's 50857. That is 50857. But before we get into things tonight, just a reminder, you can enjoy the Blue and White Ignite with ticket giveaways, events, and more all playoff season long. For game two of this, for game three of this series, join us for a watch party presented by Budweiser at Wall Street Plaza beginning on Tuesday. That'll be for Game 5 at 7 p.m. Watch the game on the giant screen. Enjoy Budweiser specials and entertainment. Get ticket information and watch parties and other events at OrlandoMagic.com/playoffs. All right, hit it, Cody.
What's trending now?
All right, so one of the things that I don't think is fair and one of the things that has really frustrated me over the course of the last 2 days is kind of how people I've taken what happened in Game 2 and only looked at it in a vacuum. And you can take that to a further extent and you can look at what happened in Game 2 and what happened in Game 1. Look, everybody is picking apart what happened with Nick Vucevic. And rightfully so. He's your all-star. He's the guy that your offense goes through. He is your most reliable player on a playoff-bound team. And for good reason. And people will sit there and they'll look at the numbers. 6-for-21 through the first 2 games of the series. He averaged 8.5 points per game through those 2 basketball games. And what's more concerning, I think, is the fact in Game 2 that his teammates didn't really do him much to get him going. Ball movement wasn't great. Nick Vucevic was consistently being double-teamed, and when he would pass out of a double-team, that ball didn't swing. That ball has to swing. And look, Steve Clifford spoke about it and how you get Nick Vucevic involved. Nick is a guy that relies on everybody else playing their part. But Nick also spoke about ways that he can get he himself involved in a basketball game.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, their defense was good. They took away a lot of the stuff that we do, and they were aggressive. And we didn't help ourselves at all either. You know, we were turning the ball over, making bad decisions. We're not thinking the game the right way like we did in Game 1. And so for us, just getting back to that, you know, make sure we make the right reads. We take our time with our decisions, set better screens, make better cuts. Our passing has to be better. Just our execution overall.
Look, Nick basically just said the same thing that Steve Clifford said during practice yesterday. Everything has to be better. It's not just on him. And look, if that ball swings and it finds Nick in the right opportunities, then he's going to be successful. He's proved that time and time again. But the more thing that was concerning to me was the rebound numbers. And look, the two guys guarding Nick Vucevic in this series are two all-NBA defensive-style players. One is Marc Gasol, who has a Defensive Player of the Year award. The other is Serge Ibaka, who Nick went against day in and day out in practice just a few years ago here in Orlando. You don't think Serge Ibaka knows Nick Vucevic's moves? You don't think Serge Ibaka knows exactly where Nick wants to put himself in the paint or on the block? He's dealing with a lot of things in this series, and I have no doubt in my mind that eventually he's going to figure it out. Because look, Nick had 14 rebounds between the two basketball games up there in Toronto. He had 14 or more rebounds on 22 different occasions this year, playing 81 basketball games for this Orlando Magic team. He posted 60 double-doubles. That doesn't happen by accident. You need to trust in your all-star, and you need to trust what he has done so far to get this team here. And if you're going to be the one beating Nick Vucevic up, don't think he's not doing it to himself as well. All right, so that is number one. You got to get Nick Vucevic going. The other one, well, this one's a little bit more of a concern for me, and that is in Game 2, the Magic turned the basketball over a whole lot, Cody.
Yeah, you know, it's important for us to set the tone early, for the rest of our group coming in. And, you know, I think, you know, our second unit could have did a better job of picking us up, but it's a team effort all the way around. You know, we need to get more effort. We didn't play like ourselves, so we're definitely ready. You know, I expect us to come out, you know, playing hard and playing physical and playing smart.
So that is the voice of Michael Carter-Williams. Remember, the Magic picked him up with about 11 games left to go in this season. And when you look at it, in that game, too, the Magic had 17 turnovers that led to 26 points off turnovers. In game one, they had 11 turnovers that led to 13 points off turnovers. So already right there, just by not taking care of the basketball and not taking control of things within your offensive unit, you've allowed them the 13 points. So that is a big, big problem. And look, this Magic team all season long was fairly good at taking care of the rock. They were top five in the league as far as turnovers go, that just over, I want to say that number was 13.5 per game. So this is a team that time and time again has been able to take care of the basketball. The problem is that when you have two swarming guys like Kyle Lowry and Kawhi Leonard, how do you stop them and how do you manage to make sure that you are within yourself and you don't get too out of whack? And look, I think a lot of things led up to that game two breakdown. One, it was a Raptors team that woke up and said, hey, we just lost a basketball game on our home court. Our backs are up against the wall and we need to take care of business here in game two. I think that Toronto crowd played a big, big factor in that basketball game. I was talking to Dennis Newman down the line before that game and you could just hear them shouting, this is our house. And I think that led to that Magic team playing a little tight. It's why the Raps went on an 11-0 run to start that basketball game, and it's why the Magic scored just 16 points in that fourth quarter. Atmospheres, environments, emotions are critical in the NBA postseason, and the Magic have to play within themselves, and they can't let things get out of whack. Look, I said it yesterday on the show when we were talking with Dante. The one play that keeps going over and over and over in my head that led to a turnover in that second game was a fast break opportunity that Aaron Gordon had, and he had Wes Iwundu in the corner. 9 times out of 10, Wes is going to make that cut and get an easy lay-in and or dunk on that fast break. Crowd, environment, motions, slipped his mind, led to a turnover, Raps going back the other way, got a bucket out of it. So those are things that can't happen in tonight's basketball game, and those are things that I don't think will happen because so many other factors are going to be on the Magic side. And look, point number 3 is an easy one, right? He's been the Magic's do everything guy. He's been their human lighter fluid. He has been everything for that second unit. The Magic have got to find a way to get Terrence Ross going in this game.
It's intense, man. It's a lot of emotions. Just a little bit more nervous. But for me, I don't try to, if I'm nervous, man, I try to embrace it. I don't try to, you know, calm my nerves. No, I just go out there and play. Because you got to get that out for, you know, you suppress it for too long. You start thinking too much. And that's never good. So, you know, you just got to play with it.
That is Terrence Ross speaking about how he can get going in this basketball game. And look, the Magic feed off Terrence Ross's energy. And I think the entire crowd feeds off the things that Terrence Ross is able to do. Why? Because Terrence Ross is a human highlight reel, right? Big dunks, three-pointers. He is your prototypical basketball player. And when he is hitting shots, That creates opportunities and spacing for everybody else involved. And when he is hitting shots, specifically with that second unit, I don't necessarily think that Toronto's second five can keep up. And look, I'm saying a lot of things. I get it. And these are a lot of things that have to go right into tonight's basketball game. But one thing that I can and will say is that emotions, atmosphere, energy level should be on the Magic side, not only tonight, but on Easter Sunday when they host Game 4. And that is why I think that right now you have an opportunity to really put a stranglehold on this series. You've already done your job. You did the hard thing. You went up to Canada, you went into their building, and you took Game 1. And a lot of people just hoped that you would come back home into your house with this series tied 1-1. Now everything switches to Orlando, to your building, to the rims that you know, to the parquet that you know. You have an opportunity tonight to do something really, really special. Okay, coming up here in the second segment, we're going to go down to the Amway Center. We're going to talk to one Dennis Newman, as well as Richie Adubato, and get their take on this basketball game, what they are seeing inside the Amway Center, what the crowd is already like happening. I'm excited for it. I think everybody else is ready to go, and it should be a fun one down at the AC as we get set for Game 3. Just a reminder, Magic Tonight with Brandon Kravitz is coming up in just a little bit. Over 20 minutes. He'll take you for about 30 minutes, and then beginning at 7 o'clock, it'll be Dennis and Richie along the Magic Radio Network. It should be a lot of fun, guys. All right, we will talk to those two on the other side.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Up top, Aaron Gordon down the lane. Tomahawks it with a right hand. That's nasty.
Wow.
Hey, Orlando Magic fans, don't miss the excitement of Blue and White Ignite presented by Advent Health. Guarantee your access to playoff tickets when you purchase a 2019-20 season plan today. See every heart-pounding play when you join Loyal Blue. Plus, get special benefits, tickets exchange, and access to exclusive events. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/season tickets to purchase your season tickets now.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
It's fun, man. It's definitely a different feeling when you play the same team over and over again. You know, you have to make adjustments, X's and O's. You know every play. They know every play. It's cool, man. It's cool, for sure.
That is the difference of playing a 7-game series against one opponent as opposed to trying to prepare for 3 or 4 different teams in the span of a week. Magic playing Game 3 of what is a 7-game series against the Toronto Raptors coming up in just a little bit under an hour. We're actually 59 minutes away from tip. How about that? How about that for timing, guys? Couldn't tell you that any better. Anyway, Magic and Raps getting set for Game 3. We'll get you underway on the Magic Radio Network, beginning with Magic tonight in about 15 minutes when Brandon Kravitz takes over. But at about 7 o'clock at the top of the hour, we'll take you down to the Amway Center with the one and only Dennis Newman, as well as his radio partner, Richie Adubato, will take you home. And I want to go ahead and go down to the Amway Center where we are joined by those two guys. First off, as I welcome in Dennis, as well as Richie. You know, Dennis, I'll ask you this first, but I will tell you what, I bet it has been a long, long time for both of you guys since you have felt this kind of energy, this kind of love, this kind of excitement around this basketball team. What is that arena like right now?
Yeah, it has been a long time, Aaron. It's a great feeling. I mean, it's a feeling I know Richie and I have felt before many times, but not for a long time. And this is fun. I mean, it brings back a lot of memories for me. I don't know about Richie, but
oh, me too.
It really does. I mean, you remember back. We've had some great playoff runs, some great playoff series over the year, and I'm hoping this one plays out the same way. Those two games in Toronto were terrific. It didn't end up as well as we would want in Game 2, but I think we're in for some excitement here these next two in Orlando.
I was going to say, it should be fun. Game 3 tonight in the Amway Center, then I'll follow it up on Game 4 on Sunday night. But now I want to go to your partner in Richie. Richie always has the best stories, and I know Richie has playoff stories for days. But Richie, what is your favorite moment from the playoffs, whether as a coach or as a broadcaster? I'm sure you have some good ones.
I have one in particular.
Oh, yeah?
And that's,
what you got for us?
One in particular. And what I have is when I was coaching the Magic in the playoffs and we lost the first two games to Miami, okay, they were shutting down Penny Hardaway really well. I brought Penny into my office. I said, Penny, I think you're better than Grant Hill What do you think? He said, I do too. I said, good. Well, I just took three plays that Detroit runs for Grant Hill, and we're putting them in today in practice. They're simple. They're easy. You're going to learn them, and we're going to take them by surprise, and let's see what happens. And if we lose, we're out, so we got nothing to lose. All right? So he went in, and he scored 41 points that game, and he scored 42 points the next game, 83 points in two games. Okay?
All right.
And that was against Pat Riley. And then in game five down in Miami, Pat made the adjustments. He's a great coach. He still scored 33 points. So I'm hoping we got some surprises for these boys here tonight, especially for my man Vooch.
And Aaron, just an addendum to that story. You need to go back. If you haven't seen those games, Aaron, you got to go back and watch that series. Those two games, Penny scored 40-plus. And then game five, how close that was and how close it was to the Magic winning that series. And I believe if the Magic win that series, Richie Adubato is the head coach the next year. I really believe that.
I love that.
I hope you believe that, because I believe it too. But I'll tell you this. If I had Horace Grant, because he got hurt the last game of the season, he may have been able to guard Alonzo Mourning, but we didn't have him. We had 35 years old Danny Chase, and he did a pretty good job.
I was going to say, Richie, you did a great job coaching that series. But you know, one thing you spoke about right there that I think is very just kind of mindful and topical right now is Nick Vucevic. You know, this is a chess match. This is trying to free up guys and get them more involved in the game, and Nick has really struggled in this series. If you're Steve Clifford, you know, put yourself in your old coaching chairs, but what would you do to kind of free up Nick and kind of get him going? Is it getting him going early in a basketball game, or is it just kind of schematical things?
Well, I think you got to do it early, because you got to get his confidence up. There's no question about it, okay? But my thoughts, number one, we got to have a couple surprises for Gasol, okay? And the big thing to me is Gasol's a very good defender deep in the post, okay? Instead of playing our low post game where they can double team him and he's got to go one-on-one, you bring Vooch into the post on screens a la Karl Malone. John Stockton and Karl Malone ran that play to death where Stockton would screen Malone because the big guys can't get over the little guys. He come into the post, okay? He also can pick and pop. He also can pick and roll. And then you saw the last play when Augustine made that big shot. That was a pick and roll with little Augustine up there with Vooch, okay? And what happened was they switched, and then Gasol didn't know what to do. Augustine just licked his chops and made the shot. On the other side, you got a point guard guarding a guy of a center rolling to the box. The big thing is you got to make him come from different areas, and he got to play outside in. Down inside, they double-team him, and he's really tough. But if he couldn't shoot the three, and he couldn't pick and pop, you couldn't do that with him, because a lot of guys just got to stay in the low post and bring him into the post on the run so that he's not matched up with the big guy. Pick him off and see what you can do.
See, this is why we have Richie. This is exactly why we have Richie. I couldn't put that into words, but Richie can put it into words. And now I'm going to slide over and talk to his partner, Dennis. And, you know, Dennis, one thing I keep thinking about in this series is, you know, the Raptors employ two really good centers. We've already talked about Marc Gasol, but people forget just how good of a defensive player Serge Ibaka is, and let alone the fact that, you know, Serge went up against Nick on a day-to-day basis here in Orlando. How hard is that for Nick, just dealing with those two guys who bring two completely different styles? I mean, that can affect him too, can it?
Yeah, you bring up a good point, because Ibaka's a starter in the NBA. We all know that. He's three times All-NBA defender. This guy can play the game, and he's solid at the offensive end as well. I mean, he's having a good series coming off the bench for them. What, 9 points, 8 rebounds a game? You're right. I don't, you know, the familiarity, I would think Vooch kind of likes that, because in my mind, I think that leans Vooch's way. Tonight,
you're right.
I think you're going to see a little different Nick Vucevic tonight. I read an article today online, and I know you love some of those online stories.
Absolutely.
But the title of the article online on Toronto's webpage was "The Raptors Are Exposing Nick Vucevic," and come on now, really? Okay, that's good. It's a little early here. Game two of a best-of-seven series. I think I'd wait before I go that far. We'll find out tonight. I think you'll see a different Vucevic.
Dennis, did you put that in the locker room in big letters, okay, that's what they're saying? That
right on the front door.
Right, front door. Yeah. They're exposing you, so he comes out and wants to kill somebody. That's the way you got to come out.
Well, you know, Richie, from a coaching perspective, you know, part of a coach's job in a series like this is that when a player does go through tough times, to kind of help and work them out of it. You know, what are some of the things that a coach can say to a player, especially an all-star level player like Nick, to where he doesn't get himself in his own head.
Well, you just tell him, look, you're an all-star. You proved it this year with 60 double-doubles. You competed against the very best centers in this league and outplayed most of them, okay? Well, we're just going to change a few things up so that we will surprise Casola on the defensive end, and then you'll be able to take him and get the ball where you want it, where you can take him off the dribble or whatever. And then, like I said, we'll bring you into the post on the move, and let's see what you can do. I got confidence you can do what you've done all season. And we're home now, so maybe the crowd will help and we'll get a couple of calls from the ref. Ha-ha.
Absolutely. I like that. All right, real quick, Richie, because I got about 30 seconds to do this. I'm guessing one of your keys heading into tonight's basketball game will be for this team to take care of the basketball, which was a big deal in game two.
Yes. Well, one of them is also our defensive transition defense. They had 52 points in the paint. They ran us because you had the superstar, okay, who's great at moving the ball, Kawhi Leonard. He's a point small forward, and you had Lowry, who was trying to prove off the worst game he ever had that he's a great player. Both of them can initiate the break and get the ball down the floor. We got to sprint back, jam the middle, have a lot of communication, and take away those baskets in the paint and make them beat us at least from the outside and try to stop the penetration.
I'm about it. I love it. Guys, thank you so much. Have some fun tonight, and it already sounds like a great atmosphere down there at the AC.
Oh, it does. It's going to be fun, Aaron. Glad you're with us.
Absolutely. Glad to have you guys, too. That is Dennis Newman as well as Richie Adubato. You guys can catch them coming up in about 15 minutes when they do their segment with Brandon Kravitz. Just a reminder, Magic tonight along the Magic Radio Network and right here on 96.9 The Game ignites in just under 8 minutes. They get going at 6:32, and then along the Magic Radio Network, you can catch Dennis and his partner Richie Adubato beginning at 7 o'clock. But that does it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Get down to the Amway Center. Go have some fun. Go watch this Magic team. Should be a great game three. All right, see you guys.
Our Magic never compromise on the court. And Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Point there. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.